Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Yeah, I like this music this morning. Bringing it up, brother. Rock and roll, little blues. I love blues stuff, don't you, Kel?
You know, they can see you dancing.
I don't care. Facebook friends.
Uh-huh. Hello out there to Facebook. Thanks for listening. Good morning to you all. And good morning to you that are listening there live right here on the radio at 590 AM on the dial or at 105.7 HD2. And you can click listen live right there on InsideSTL.com. So we are back having some fun. We have the question of the day, which is, of course, brought to you by Club Fitness, clubfitness.us. You can go there, get yourself a free 7-day pass. They've got the free all summer long going on right now. Take advantage of that. Got a lot of fun deals. They always got something going on. Michelle, she's amazing at coming up with great plans.
And something else that Club Fitness has that nobody else does, and that is at the Vineyards, they have that yoga, which we got to do someday. we have till October 29th to try it.
You doing it.
Yoga is.
I just want to go and see you doing it.
That's tough.
Just going to stand back and watch.
I can only get like halfway on all the moves, and it's kind of like.
Want to remind everybody as I clear my throat. It is the question coming up, the trivia question, which is brought to you by Walter's Jewelry, Walter's Jewelry, Inc. Go there and find that perfect piece of jewelry or get it repaired. They're right there on Main Street, 100 years in business.
That's why they know what they're doing. They've been around for 100 years doing this.
And they don't look old when you walk in there.
No. Not a day over 89.
That trivia question will be coming up in the next half hour. Keep the number handy. I'll keep mentioning it. 855-282-8255. That's 855-282-TALK. And of course, Complete Auto Body and Repair is going to be giving someone, we give out once a month, a free oil change. And they will take care of you at any one of their locations. CompleteAB.com is going to supply that for you. They are expensive, so take advantage of this. The trivia question, we'll see if you can figure it out. I asked my daughter last night the trivia question, and she knew it. Doggone it, she's smart. I didn't know it. I had to look at the answer. I mean, I could have figured it out, but why do that when I've got, you know, Google? So anyway, all right. So we've got our question of the day. I asked on Facebook, I said, if your life were to be made into a movie, what actor would be hired to play you? So we got some great answers. Linda Fitzgerald, she said she'd be she would hire Melissa McCarthy, which Melissa is hilarious. That would be funny. Linda said that would be a good role for her. Let's see. We had Patrick Queen, and he says Brad Pitt would play him. Then we've got, of course, someone who started to rant and rave that they're nothing but Democrat leftists, crybabies. So he wouldn't hire anybody from Hollywood. We always got to get a naysayer, someone that's a little bit of a crybaby, right? That's okay. So got to let them complain a little bit. We got Julia Roberts. Anne Marie would be Julia Roberts. Casey would hire Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
How perfect is that? That would
that
be my
daughter.
That is
perfect for her. I like Blake Brownlee's Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
He looks like one of the Duck Dynasty guys, but he's going to have Samuel L. Jackson play
and he's probably not. I mean, wouldn't you consider Samuel Jackson as kind of like a badass dude?
Yeah.
It's not Block A.
No.
Block A. All right. So as we kind of intermingle in between those before we get to some more of them.
How about you, Kelly?
Okay. So I didn't know. I was kind of like, who would I be? I'm like, who's, you know, somewhat ditzy but smart? Because I'm a little of both.
You think?
I'll admit it.
It's very smart.
But I'm super funny.
Yeah, absolutely.
In my head. I mean, you may not think so, but I crack myself up all day long, okay? So I asked the girls last night who they thought I would be, and I had to write it down because they said I would forget, which they were appropriately right. I did, so thank goodness I wrote it down. They said Elizabeth Banks.
I'm like,
everyone's
totally
going to Google her right now.
I was going to say Goldie Hawn.
They said her, but they said she was too old right now.
Right now. Yeah, I guess now. You're right.
They said right now. But Elizabeth Banks is who they picked. They said she's funny, and they kind of play a little bit of a sometimes a ditzy role, and then sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they picked they picked her. I didn't. I really had a hard time with that last night. So Goldie Hawn. I'm not. Wow. Okay.
Matt, who would play you?
I always say when I get asked this question, it's an old Kevin James joke. Just pick any famous fat guy and that'll work.
There he goes again.
But if I'm answering seriously, I don't know if anyone really looks like me. The closest I would say would be Seth Rogen.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, that would work.
And it's kind of like, and I don't know if it's so much, I don't think you have to say even look alike too. It's kind of someone that kind of carries your demeanor a little bit. You know what I mean? Like someone that kind of carries you off and would play you well. You know, so and who, Seth who would probably pick? Do it at Quick Trip.
Who do you pick for me, Kel?
God, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I didn't think about me at all. She was thinking about the young intern she was going to hire.
Exactly.
And what would he look like?
Well, everybody says you look like, what's his face?
Well, that was back in the ponytail days.
Yeah.
And I'm losing my voice
here. You still do. What's his name?
Steven Seagal.
Yeah, so you'd probably fly around and try to be a back badass when I was like thinner. Him. Thinner.
I was thinking Bruce Willis because he's bald now.
Oh,
and so he's kind of got that weird,
that little whip,
quirky. Well, yeah,
you're not quirky, sometimes. Are you? Yeah, sometimes.
A little bit.
So if you had hair, it'd be Steven Seagal, and since you don't now, it's Bruce Willis. So pretty much, you'd be kicking butt all the time because they kick butt in the room. So Gordon would be the tough guy. Go around beating people up.
That's okay.
Saving people.
No, saving people, yes.
Jumping on glass, cutting your feet all up, and still saving the day. That's Bruce Willis.
Yeah, yeah.
Being
if
in a
you
room
saw me,
of,
if you saw me
being
on
in
that,
a room of 25 guys and still coming out alive and kicking all their butts.
Yeah, if you saw me on the trapeze a while back, then you would have known that's not going to happen.
Isn't it funny what they can do in movies, and then you try to do one simple little stunt, and you can't even come through with at all? It's like, come on. Movies make people look so good. You know they can't do it in real life.
And those, they're only like a foot off the ground.
Those stunt people are amazing, aren't they? All right. So, okay. Who else do we have? All right. So.
Kathleen Kaiser said Rachel McAdams.
First she said Rihanna. She always say she looks like Rihanna. Yeah.
Okay.
I love.
You and Blake Brownlee can do a movie together. He can be Samuel.
I love Rachel McAdams. She played in my favorite movie, The Notebook. So I love her for life.
I'm kind of liking her
too. We want to be.
Oh.
Well, you're getting in a lot of trouble these next couple
she
of days.
She put a picture up. I forgot what she looked like.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of trouble. All right, we got Amy would be Marissa Tomei. Oh,
I see that.
Gosh,
big
yes,
time.
Big
absolutely.
Time. All right, we've got Patty Pearoni would be Madonna. All right, who do we have? Who else do we have? Charles Dalton. Kevin Costner would be him. They've got a lot of people picking some good ones. You kind of forget some of the stars, and then someone wrote Retardo DiCaprio. How do you say his name?
Leonardo,
but he wrote Retardo instead. Okay, Rob Brown, he'd be Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey.
I see that.
You see that?
Bit, yeah.
All right, Amy, she would be Meg Ryan. Andy Garrett. Did you see what's his name? He put a picture. What's that guy's name? You know everybody's name.
Wait. I've got like stuff popping up on my page and it's blocking me from seeing.
You can't see it? Can you see his name?
Andy Garrett?
Yeah, he put a picture.
No, I don't see it. Here, show me.
Kevin Spacey. That's
oh, yeah, absolutely. You see that? Absolutely.
Those are so fun, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to think about, you know, like who would play you. Because just think, that really happens in real life to people. They have like biographies done or, you know, stories about them. Someone is picked to play the role. And the thing is, you forever see them as that person. Kind of like, what's the movie with Facebook? You know, that.
Oh, right.
That guy that, who played him? Adam Zucker? What's his name? Who played?
Zuckerberg.
But, yeah, Mark. Jesse, yeah.
Who, Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, so you forever see the guy that owns Facebook as the movie star. You don't really see him as the real guy.
They had to find somebody with a weird name, too.
That's true, too. But it is kind of, you know, when that happens and someone plays someone's life story, you kind of see them as that person rather than their real face when they
right.
do such a great job at it. So it's kind of hard. So
I saw a movie last week that you saw me get. I get caught into movies. I can walk in front of the TV
oh
in five
gosh.
Minutes. I'm zoned in.
And a bad movie, too. And an old movie.
Well, they had a
Bobby. Doesn't have to be good.
Kevin Spacey was Bobby Darin. And oh my gosh, I thought I was actually watching Bobby Darin.
Really?
I mean, he did an amazing job.
But then you start seeing that person as that, then you forget that, you know, kind of forget what they really look like. And then you love at the end of the movie when they show like the real person. And then you get to see, you know,
how close they look.
Yeah. So it's pretty, like that movie, what, that war movie where the guy was the Bradley Cooper played him, and he.
American Sniper.
Yeah, and you see him as him, and then, you know, at the end of the movie, you see the real guy, but you still, I still see that guy as him instead. Well, kind of cool. So I kind of have to tell a story. I've got so many. I feel like I'm filled with them.
I got so many, too. I got another blonde Kelly moment for you.
So do you have an embarrassing moment, you know, something that's happened to you when you've been somewhere?
Like looking at the Dairy Queen sign and wondering why it's upside down? Remember we were driving, you saw the Dairy Queen billboard.
Should we call Dairy Queen and let them know it's upside down?
It's not though, Kelly.
That was a joke.
No, it's not a joke. She saw the sign was upside down.
That was a joke. I said, wouldn't that be funny to call Dairy Queen and tell them one of their billboards was upside down?
Yeah, you kind of recover yourself.
Actually, it
was a billboard of a concrete. You know how they hold them upside down?
That was seriously a joke.
To show you that the concrete stays...
You're walking home. We're in my car today.
It's upside down.
It's going to be a little bit.
All right, tell me your what it's got to be probably.
So we go to the Cardinals game the other night.
Yeah.
And Gordon comes back with his 20th snack, and this happened to be a plate of nachos. And Gordon decides to put a little sour cream on them.
Little sour cream packs they give you?
Well, you know, sometimes they don't always, I guess, possibly if you open them a certain way, maybe, you know, they're supposed to go.
It was squirting straight down.
No, it didn't.
And then all of a sudden, it just took a right turn. It went straight for the back of this woman in front of me.
It went all over the back of her shirt like a... And she had a red shirt with white writing on it. And her shirt said... 9 months
and you're out. She was
9 months. She was pregnant. It was a big white blob.
I didn't have to tell anybody either because nobody noticed it except me.
She didn't feel it. I don't know how she didn't feel it hit her back because it wasn't like a little dot. It was a blob, like a huge bird plopping blob all over Gordon's eyeballs. He looked like a 6-year-old kid that was about to get a spanking from his parent. His eyeballs just poked out of his head, and he was quiet though. It's not like he screamed or anything. Like I would have went, "Oh my god!"
I just kind of looked at it and went, "Did that really just happen?" And I'm like thinking, "Okay, what do I do?" I start going through all the scenarios. Do I tell anybody?
I couldn't breathe. I didn't know what to do. It was the best thing that happened in my life in a long time.
She laughed. We're in the seventh inning and she starts laughing again about it.
I couldn't stop. It was just like, and the woman sitting there with her child on her lap. It was awesome. Then Gordon's cleaning off the back
of her
shirt.
Here I am. I'm cleaning her off with all, that was embarrassing.
Then I had to keep using his napkins he was cleaning her shirt with to clean my eyes because I couldn't see.
Snort.
That was the best. Sometimes a moment. But then Dave Barry, Gordon's friend who's sitting next to him, leans over to grab his soda and almost spills his soda down the back of her. I'm like, I'm moving seats. I'm not even going to sit here anymore. This is horrible. Gotta go. So anyway, we do have to take a break right now. So I hope you guys are having a great Saturday. The trivia question, though, I am going to leave you with right now before we take it a break. So
give them time to Google it.
And give them time. Absolutely. So our phone number, though, is 855-282-8255 to win that free oil change, 855-282-TALK. And our trivia question for the day is, because we drove a lot of them this weekend, how many feet are in a mile? Call us, let us know, and you're going to get a free oil change right here at 590 The Fan with She Said, He Said. We'll be right back, and you'll meet May.
But if you want to do our lady a favor, here's what I want you to do.